Israel now tells us that after destroying northern Gaza, they now have to go destroy and bomb southern Gaza. And they're saying that that's because, well, some Hamas escaped from the north and they made it to the south. So now they have to just bomb the south into rubble. Look, this is a demolition, pillage, and a land seizure campaign by Israel. That's all this is. They're bombing and bulldozing Gaza in order to push out the Palestinians and steal the land and take control over the natural gas resources and oil resources and take the land. That's all this is. It's part of this nefarious aim to achieve greater Israel by any means necessary. And understand that the excuse that they can state at any time is, well, Gaza escaped to X, and whatever X is, then we're going to bomb X. Oh, Gaza escaped to Lebanon. Oh, we got to bomb Lebanon. Oh, Gaza escaped to Egypt. Oh, we're going to have to bomb Egypt. Gaza escaped to Jordan. Well, we're going to have to attack Jordan or Syria or whoever. I mean, this is insane, especially when they say, well, Israel has a right to defend itself. Israel has to defend itself by aggressively, offensively attacking Beirut or Cairo, for that matter. I mean, this is not defense. This is offense. And it's just intellectually dishonest to claim, well, Hamas might be at the place we want to bomb. Imagine that. So we got to bomb it. We got to attack. Hamas might be there. Hamas escaped there. Of course, Hamas was created by Israel. You know, Netanyahu's government funded Hamas. And now you understand why. Hamas is the boogeyman. It's the boogeyman they need to justify all their actions of aggression against their neighbors and to slaughter the Palestinian people, steal their land again, and push out the Palestinians and then claim, you know, victory for Israel. But of course, what you're going to find is that they can never quite defeat Hamas. No matter how many countries they bomb or how many children they kill, there's always still Hamas wherever they want to bomb next, you know? They never quite complete the campaign. And Netanyahu says he will answer questions about the failures of his military on October 7th after Hamas is defeated. But of course, Hamas will never be defeated, so he will never have to answer questions. He will never have to take responsibility for why there was a stand down order, why they pulled IDF military personnel off the fences and the border guard stations before October 7th, that allowed October 7th to happen. You understand? Hamas is the forever boogeyman that Israel needs in order to carry out its campaign of aggression, expansionism, colonialism, and genocide. That's what this is. Once you understand that, it's great clarity. This does not involve anything out of the Bible. This is not Christ acting through Netanyahu. No, this is Netanyahu listening to Lucifer. This is Netanyahu carrying out war crimes, extreme evil, slaughtering innocent human beings in the name of greed and power. That's not Christ-like. That's satanic. That's demonic. And that's what Netanyahu is. And Ben-Gvir and others in the leadership of Israel, who, by the way, do not represent the Israeli people. And they do not represent Jews. And they certainly do not represent Judaism. So understand that this is not, you know, Bible prophecy playing out, actually. It's just a bunch of greedy, murderous bastards trying to grab more land. That's all this is. It's very simple. And they want the resources, they want the oil, and they want more natural gas, they want more oil, they want the resources. This is not God saying, oh, you have to obey, I'm giving you permission to go slaughter these other people. No, that's not what this is. This is just people being evil. Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal. With each passing day, he increasingly resembles Adolf Hitler. He thinks that he has a divine right to slaughter other people to expand the power and reach of a master race, which in his mind are the Zionists. And isn't it ironic in a dark, twisted way that some fragment of the very same people who were themselves subjected to a Holocaust of slaughter and genocide and being called subhuman animals, i.e. the Jewish people in World War II, that some fragment of that is now following in the footsteps of the Holocaust and carrying out a version of that against other people, calling the Palestinians subhuman animals, claiming that they, that the Zionists alone have the right to slaughter anyone at will because they are protected by God and they have been given a mission by God to expand their master race. It's exactly like the Third Reich. This is Adolf Hitler, you know, reborn through Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah, it's sick, it's twisted, it's demonic, but don't fall for it. Don't get suckered into thinking that you're on the path of God because something in the Bible says that in the end times, Israel is going to be attacked and then God is going to save Israel. And therefore, we have to accelerate the attacks against Israel. We have to spill a bunch of blood in order to summon Christ to return. No, no, no. That's not what's happening. It's just a bunch of greedy, evil bastards slaughtering other human beings for power and profit. That's all this is. It's not biblical. It's demonic. That's what this is. It's a blood ritual like mass abortion. And Israel is the capital of abortion and transgenderism in the Middle East. Do not forget that. Israel in Tel Aviv is one of the most evil cities in the world in terms of disobeying God and the teachings of Christ. So anybody who thinks that Netanyahu has divine protection from God, you're living in a delusional dreamland. Netanyahu may have some dark protection from Lucifer, from the fallen angels and the demons that haunt his consciousness, but he is not acting on behalf of God. He does not have God's blessing nor God's protection, and neither does modern day Israel. So stop living in a delusional fantasy land and get yourself back into reality. Otherwise, you will have no idea what's coming, because Israel's not going to have some magical divine protection and victory. Israel's very likely to be destroyed in the years to come. And in fact, I would say Israel is accelerating its own destruction on its current path. So keep that in mind. Thank you for listening. Get right with God. Follow the teachings of Christ and do not kill people in his name. For God's sake, take care. If you'd like to support your own health and longevity while also supporting this platform, check out the products we have back in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got super anthocyanins, which is it's an incredible combination of aronia berries, and it's got blueberries. And you know how the dark purple pigments in plants, these have special properties, and that they're called anthocyanins. And you can find them in things like purple carrots or eggplant or purple corn. Well, we've captured those anthocyanins and put them in this format. It's a delicious way to add these very potent nutrients to any smoothie or recipe. And yes, they're very, very purple. So that's available now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have Greens Plus Superfood. You see on top there, that contains spirulina and various organic grass juices as well. Of course, all in powdered form. If you want to add greens to your diet in a convenient format, this is an easy way to do it. It goes into smoothies. You could use it in some recipes as well, but I think smoothies are the easier place to use it. As with all the products that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, these are also subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing, which includes heavy metals testing, lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. And it also includes E. coli and salmonella testing. That's in our microbiology lab, as well as glyphosate testing. That's on our triple quad mass spec that does herbicide analysis. And of course, soon we're adding dioxin testing to this as well. So you can trust that these are clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products that are honestly labeled and honestly priced while offering tremendous nutritional value that can help support and enhance your good health. At the same time, you're benefiting this platform and keeping us on the air so we can continue to bring you uncensored interviews, podcasts, and content
that helps enrich and enhance the lives of millions of people all over the world. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com.